Hello.
Hi, is this Cadet Stanley?
Yes, sir, it is.
Hi. Hey, good to talk to you. I actually did a little research, and I found out you're a 2012 graduate of PHS.
That's right.
Okay, great. Do you still have family in the Parkersburg area?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I have parents and grandparents that live in Parkersburg still.
Now, you go to Marshall University?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 22.
22, okay. And now, are you with the ROTC you're with? Is that Army ROTC or?
Yes, sir, Army ROTC.
Okay. Okay. And you're a cadet? You don't have any other title?
No, just cadet.
Just cadet, okay. Okay. All righty. Tell me a little bit about what you're going to be doing during the All-American Bowl.
So what we're doing down here is we're basically acting kind of like a WD-40 kind of deal. We're going to help facilitate the event and make sure that the players that are down here are in the right locations and getting the right equipment and are, like, basically where they need to be at the correct time. And at the same time, we're also going to be interacting with the players and kind of giving them, like mentorship. So they'll be, they're going into college. They're young high school players. They're getting ready to, make that transition. And we're going to, kind of mentor them with, any questions they have, let them know, about the Army, about ROTC, and then about college and, our college experience and what to expect. Give them tips and, help them out with that transition.
Okay. So these are going to be high school players and you along with, other college ROTC students are going to be kind of explaining those aspects to them.
Yeah, explain those aspects and then helping the staff here that are putting on the combine and the All-American Bowl, helping them effectively conduct the bowl itself and the combine itself.
Now, is this an event you've ever been to before?
No, I've never been to this event.
How excited are you to seek it? I mean, this is a pretty big game that you're going to be attending and working at. So, how exciting is it to be able to go there and especially in the capacity you're going to be?
Yeah, it's an awesome opportunity. I get to see some of the best high school players in the country. You get to see, them doing what they do, perfecting their craft and, getting to show their abilities. And at the same time, getting to mentor young adults and then getting to represent the U.S. Army as well. It's an awesome opportunity.
Yeah. Great. Now, what are you studying at Marshall?
I'm studying criminal justice.
Okay. And what year are you at?
I'm a senior.
Senior? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, were you doing ROTC the whole time, or is this something more recent?
This is actually, I started my sophomore year. I attended Aldershot Broaddus University, and I decided to transfer. And my roommate was in the West Virginia Army National Guard. Mm-hmm. And he started doing ROTC, and he talked me into it.
Okay.
And here I am.
Yeah. Now, once you graduate, is there any more military for you, or what are your plans?
Yeah. Upon graduation, I'll commission as an officer. I'm actually going to be commissioning as an infantry officer.
Okay. Okay. So what are you ultimately hoping to do?
With my career in the military, I hope to have a 20-year career. I want to be a lifer. If that doesn't work out, if something happens and I were to, decide that I want to end my career early, I'd like to get in some sort of federal law enforcement.
Okay. Can you do like law enforcement as part of the military? Is that
you can?
Yeah.
Yeah. They have the MP Corps, so it's military police.
Okay.
I just decided what I'm doing is actually I'm a military intelligence officer that's branch detailing in the infantry. So essentially I'll be an infantry officer for my first probably 4 to 5 years in the Army, and then I'll transition over to a military intelligence officer.
Okay. It's a military intelligence officer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
With the branch detail and the infantry.
Okay. Okay. What are your parents' names? I want to make sure I get a little shout out to them in the article as well.
Heather Stanley and Wayne Stanley.
Are they both in Parkersburg?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's Wayne, W-A-Y-N-E?
Correct.
And then Stanley is S-T-A-N-L-E-Y?
Correct.
Okay. And then your name, do you go by Robert?
I actually go by Clayton.
Clayton.
My middle name. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So C-L-A-Y-T-O-N?
Correct.
Okay. So I'm gonna be calling you for this article, then I'll call you Cadet Clayton Stanley.
That's fine.
Okay.
Sounds awesome.
Okay, great. Yeah, I know that happens where you'll have you go by a slightly different name, and
mm-hmm.
people might recognize you by a different name. So, okay, good. How long are you going to be in San Antonio?
I'm going to be here till Sunday, so I'm flying back to Tent.
And then did you get into town yesterday?
Yes.
Okay, so you arrived Wednesday. Okay. Great. Well. So we're not likely to see you on television then for the game, huh? You're kind of more behind the scenes.
Well, during the game, we're actually going to be able to be just spectators for the actual game itself. So I might actually be in the stands. That's what I actually plan on doing. I'll be there in attendance to the game.
Okay. Great. Do you have any idea how many people that they've chosen, how many cadets they've chosen to come and do this?
I believe the number is 30. I think there's 30 cadets.
30 cadets.
That's a little around that number. It's
okay.
Ballpark.
Okay. All righty. Is there anything else you wanted to add, anything else I haven't asked about?
I'm trying to think. I guess I would want to thank my parents, for their support. And thank my cadre at Marshall for their support as well. And thank the U.S. Army for giving me the opportunity to come here and be able to have, this awesome opportunity to meet these great players and work with, other great people serving.
Okay, great. Well, I really appreciate your time. I didn't if they said anything about getting a picture of you to send to me.
I can talk to them about that.
Okay.
I think that they might have took. I think they took a picture yesterday.
Okay.
But I can make sure they can get one to you. I'm sure.
Okay, great. Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, they do have one. I just got a.
Okay.
Yeah. They have a picture.
Okay, great. Yeah, if they can send that to me here today, that'd be great, and I'll try and get something in tomorrow's newspaper then.
Awesome. I appreciate it.
Sure, yeah. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to call me, and I hope you have a great time. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of work, but a lot of fun. So.
Well, I definitely appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, great to talk to you. Nice to meet you, and good luck with everything.
Yep, you too. You take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.